God is looking for people who will worship Him in spirit and truth and praise Him from generation to generation. This is Dr. Doug Cowan, Director of Ministry here at Life FM, with some thoughts on the power of one yes. He was deep in prayer when the 26-year-old seminary student was moved by the Holy Spirit to begin preaching now. Filled with passion, Evan Roberts left school to hold meetings throughout South Wales. And over the next 12 months, Evan led over 100,000 people to Christ as God moved with power in the Welsh Revival of 1904. Just an example of how God can use the power of one yes. Well, he's living the dream. We get to spend some time with Cal State University Bakersfield shortstop Tyler Shryock. And Tyler is the Western Athletic Conference Player of the Year, which is a great honor. And just recently drafted by the Chicago White Sox, he'll be heading out of town here very shortly up to Montana, where he'll start rookie ball up there with other White Sox draftees. And Tyler is a follower of Jesus Christ with words of encouragement for other young athletes. So join us for the next half hour as we enjoy some great music together. We'll pray for one another, and we'll spend some time with Tyler Shryock of the Chicago White Sox.
who have trespassed against us. Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. We're singing,
Let me encourage you to visit our prayer room at KAXL.com from time to time so that you can be praying for our brothers and sisters right here in Bakersfield and around the county that have posted their prayer requests in our online prayer room. These are real people. These are real prayer requests, and they're asking us to take the time to lift them up before the throne of grace. Now, Hebrews chapter 4 tells us that we can enter into God's throne room of grace with confidence, with boldness, and there we will find mercy and grace to help us at just the time when we need it. So come with me. Let's enter into God's throne room of grace, and let's together ask our Father to provide the mercy and grace that these others are asking for. Let's truly intercede on behalf of these brothers and sisters in Christ. Anxiety can be helpful in some situations, but for about 40 million Americans, anxiety can get out of hand and be a real serious problem. So anxiety disorders like panic attacks or post-traumatic stress disorder, they're hard on families too. So this Wednesday, June 26th at 6 o'clock, I'll be hosting a brief seminar for the families of those suffering from anxiety disorders so that you can know better what is actually going on and how to help your loved one. I'll be at the office of Dr. Jan Mensick, 2920 F Street. It's Wednesday evening, and I hope to see you there.
Lord, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, sin runs deep, your grace is more. Grace is found, is where you are. Where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me.
Yeah. I stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay.
A real fun time this past week interviewing Tyler Shryock. Tyler is the starting shortstop, star shortstop at Cal State Bakersfield, the WAC Player of the Year this year, and drafted by the Chicago White Sox in the recent baseball draft in the 12th round. We want to wish Tyler well as he starts his professional baseball career. But more than that, Tyler's a young man who's got a real strong faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And he loves to share that faith with other people, whether it's those that he plays with on his baseball team or those at school or wherever he might be. Tyler loves the Lord, and he loves to tell people about Jesus. So I got to sit down with Tyler, ask him some questions, and I invite you to join in and listen to this interview with Tyler Shryock. So, Tyler, congratulations on being signed by the White Sox, 12th round. That's awesome. So tell me, what are you going to do now? What are the immediate plans for what you're going to be doing?
Well, I leave Tuesday for rookie ball, so it's in Montana. Couldn't be more excited. I love the mountains, so it's just totally God's grace and how he worked it out, so I'm just really excited.
So how did the season work out for Cal State Bakersfield, the Roadrunners, this year? It looked like they had a good season. Looked like a lot of guys had really great years.
You know, we had a great year. It didn't end like we wanted it to. We had a great season, a great group of guys that definitely made some lifelong friends and memories, and we ended up being one of the top teams in the country. We ended up, I think, 38 and 20-something, so we were a lot above 500. Didn't finish the way we wanted to. We came up just short in our tournament, so we didn't get to go to playoffs, so disappointing ending, but it was a great season.
And you had some guys on the team that you have known since high school. Who are those guys? Tell me a little bit about those guys.
Taylor Aikenhead and Chance Guspeth. Taylor is my grade. We grew up playing together at Desert Christian. Ended up being great friends and lifelong friends for sure. And ended up being my roommate through college. So that was a really cool experience that God blessed us with. Just the ability to be roommates was awesome. So, and then Chance came in this year. I played with him my senior year. He was a sophomore. He came in and was our roommate this year. So it was all three of us in an apartment and Desert Christian alumni. And it was awesome. So felt it was really a blessing. Chance had a great year. He started and on a tough team. So that is a great learning experience for him. He's going to Alaska now to play for Athletes in Action. He's got a great start to his college career.
So Tyler, you came from Desert Christian High School surrounded by other Christian athletes in a Christian school environment. Your dad was the coach there. And then you went to Cal State Bakersfield, obviously not a Christian athletic program. What was it like walking on to the field as a Christian with your testimony, with your faith in Christ, along with the other guys from Desert Christian? So what was it like being on the field like that? Talk to some of the younger athletes that are listening now about, you know, your faith and walking out onto a field and maybe being like one of the few Christians out there.
You know, it was different year to year. My freshman year, it was a big experience for me because coming from Desert Christian, small school, doing the independent study with them, getting thrown into a public college and on a baseball team, you can imagine. So that jump was big for me. It didn't take them long to figure out the Christian kid on the team and how different I was acting. I wasn't going to the parties and wasn't in that scene. So they had, you know, obviously had a bunch of questions and wanted to know why I did things the way I did them. So it really opened up a bunch of windows for me to witness to them and share the gospel. And I have some great stories and experiences with guys that that I feel like I had a lifelong impact on, and continual friendship for probably both of our lives. So it was really just a great experience, and I could see God working through everything at CSUB and in my life. So it's just really cool to see that. Man, I don't think it's good to be a secret Christian at all. You gotta wear it on your sleeve, and I think guys respect that. You know, that's the biggest thing for me is guys saw that I lived the way that I would preach, I guess, so to speak. So they really respected me. You know, they might not agree with what I do or how I lived, and I didn't agree with them, but at least there was a mutual respect. When times got tough for those guys, I was the first person they came to, and that really opens a lot of doors and is a neat experience to have.
Well, Tyler, tell me your testimony. What's your story?
You know, I can remember when I was 7 years old praying to accept God in my heart, but I don't think I really understood things until probably high school age, and then I don't think I really understood things till I got on my own in college, so I can continue to see growing. That was the biggest jump for me, just getting out on my own in college, just having to really depend on God. Like, coming from homeschool straight to living on my own in my own apartment, going to class and going to practice every day for a lot of hours on the field with the guys that are sometimes rougher guys and have different morals. That jump was huge, and that was what really made me just lean on God. I had nowhere else to go, you know. I couldn't do anything else. So that was the biggest growing experience for me, and I'm sure it'll continue to do that as I go to pro ball, and I'm excited to see what God has for me.
And so, of course, you are the Twitter king, right? You like to use Twitter. You like to talk to people over Twitter, and maybe you can tell people even how they can contact you through your Twitter channel.
Yeah. You know, I like to use the platform, any platform I have, just to share Christ. And I feel like that's why I was blessed with the baseball abilities that God has given me. So I want to make sure I do that as best I can. And that's really why I play. So Twitter's a good avenue to do that. A lot of people follow the tweets. So like to do that before games, and just it also helps me have the right perspective before a game. So,
okay, back to baseball. What was the best part of your season this year? What do you remember?
Off the top of my head, opening day, University of Nebraska, when I went 5-for-5 was probably right up there. So, just a good way to start the season, and that was probably the highlight of the season.
So then draft day came, and I know you were looking for that for years. You were looking for the day the draft day would come, and there it came. What happened? You got drafted by the Chicago White Sox. How'd you feel about that?
Man, that was a dream come true. You know, I've always dreamed of being drafted and playing professional baseball. So to see that come true is really a blessing. And I feel totally God's favor in all of that and just seeing how he works out the little things. So I'm just super excited and can't wait to start my professional career.
Where are you going to go?
Play ball!
Montana, in Great Falls, Montana. Start off rookie ball. And I'll be there till September and then go to Instructs in Arizona.
Tell me about you and Jesus.
That's the cool thing about being a Christian and a follower of Christ is you don't have to be perfect because God died for us, and he died for every sin that we've committed and every future sin that we will commit, and you just have to follow him and accept his free gift. And I think a lot of times people don't understand the follow him part as we have to follow him and live like he did as best we can. And I think that means being in his word, learning how he lived, and trying our best to live like that. And a lot of people see that as something, man, that's is taking away my fun. I can't do this, can't do that. But I've come to realize, and I know everybody else who makes a decision has come to realize that it's a better way to live. There's no way I could go back, or I can't even imagine living without God. Christ is the best way to live. That's the key, is to follow him. Meaning you learn how he lived and read his word and get to know him best you can, and follow his examples and live your life to honor and glorify him. So, you know, a lot of people think that's discouraging. Oh, I can't do this now. I can't do that. That's not it at all. God puts those things there to protect us, and they're for our own enjoyment. So I think people who come to Christ realize that I don't want those things anyways. I just need all I want, and all I need is God. And that's the biggest satisfaction and the most important thing in life. Anybody who doesn't know Christ just needs to surrender his life and ask God into his heart and just see the work that God does in you. Jesus Christ is God. He is part of the Trinity and lived a perfect life and died for our sins so that we could have hope in Jesus and accept him and live in eternity with God. And do not lean unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. That is, it's so cool to see that in my life, because I've seen so many examples of that throughout my life. Just that in anything that I acknowledge him in, I know that it's going to work out the way it's supposed to. And that just is really relieves all fear and anxiety that a lot of people, I think, have. So it's really cool. You know, I really just want to talk about what God's doing in my life and how I can influence other people in a positive way. So I just want to make sure I'm giving God the glory.
So I want to say hi to your mom and dad. Hi, Dennis. Hi, Debbie. Hi, Grandma Jerry. And your brother, Wes. What a great guy. And his beautiful wife, Laura. Hi, Laura. How are you doing? So anyway, is there anything that you want to say to your parents while we're on the air here?
Well, you know, I couldn't ask for two better parents, really. Just, you know, the support for baseball, pushing me when I didn't even want to do it, to be honest, and earlier in my life. But that's not the big thing. The big thing is just their constant encouragement in my walk with God and great godly examples. So I can't thank them enough for that. And I need to pay them back for a lot of years of a lot of money I owe them. Yeah, exactly. Travel ball was not cheap. So there's a lot of gas money, a lot of hotel money. The White Sox really weren't in the plans on draft day, so that just kind of came out of the blue. It looked like a handful of other teams, and the White Sox were just a complete surprise. So it looks like a great organization. I'm excited to be a part of it. Can't wait to see how God uses me in the organization.
Do you have any good advice for young athletes? I know we have some high school students who are listening right now that are involved with baseball, football, track, whatever it is they're involved with. What kind of advice do you have for them?
The biggest thing that I've come to realize really this year about being a Christian athlete is I think Christians really should be the best at their sports. And for a big reason is that we should work as hard as we possibly can and be the hardest workers on the field to glorify and honor God with the abilities he's given us. So I think that's a big part of it. Also, it should be really freeing knowing that God is in control of the results. And that was really a big key for me this year and why I had, I think, a lot of success was just before a game, I know I prepared the best I could, and from here on out, it was out of my hands. I was just leaving the results to God, and I think that's important to do in all athletics and probably all in life. So, you know, baseball and athletics really teach you a lot about life in a smaller spectrum. So it's just really learned to just let God control the uncontrollable and do what you can, and he'll take care of you. Yeah, you know, you are who you are when nobody's looking, and I truly believe that. So as far as the off-season stuff, especially the, like, guys on your team, they're going to know, they know right away how hard you worked in the off-season, and it really is a testimony when you come back and you're in better shape than everybody else and you've worked harder than everybody else and your motivation is to glorify God in the gifts he's given you. It's just, it really is a good testimony, especially to other athletes and teammates. As far as trying to be successful at your sport, it really is about the work and the time you put into it. You get what you put in. And, you know, that's key for me. I put in a lot of hours. And I thought I was putting in a lot of hours in high school and, you know, before that. I didn't realize how many hours it really takes till I got to college. And I'm sure I'll realize that at the next level, too.
Here at KAXL, we're working hard to expand our ministry reach. We know that the good news of Jesus Christ, when it's broadcast on the radio, can travel into places, into homes and businesses and cars and hospital rooms, through doors and walls. It can travel into places that other types of ministries simply cannot reach. KAXL is able to reach people with the gospel because we're a radio station. And now we're expanding our ministry by providing seminars and workshops to local churches, churches like yours, as a way of strengthening your family and your church, and maybe even reaching into your church's neighborhood. We're offering, for free, marriage workshops, parenting classes, and even stress management seminars. And the size of your church doesn't matter to us. In fact, we really want to help the many small and medium-sized churches in Bakersfield and Delano, Shafter and Tehachapi, where the pastors are working hard to care for their flocks and hard to reach into their neighborhoods, but may not have time to do these kinds of workshops and seminars. So if you'd like to know more, give us a call. I'll take you to Starbucks. I'll tell you all about it. And thanks for supporting the ministry of KAXL. And if you're not yet a financial supporter, give us a call at the station. We'd be glad to tell you how you can become part of our ministry team.
Hi, this is Amber. For years, I introduced Bakersfield to Adventures and Odyssey episodes, and now I get to introduce you to a great new way to strengthen your family and reach into your neighborhood. KAXL is teaming up with my dad, Dr. Doug Cowan, to provide marriage seminars and parenting classes to local churches like yours. We want to help to build your church and strengthen your family, and it's free. To find out more, call the station or go to KAXL.com.